Anyways, classic Christmas ads that you'll never forget. So welcome to this episode of the Nerd Brand Podcast. Forgotten. Okay, thanks, Mitch. Mitch doesn't remember anymore.
So nobody, I don't remember anymore.
Everybody take notes for Mitch because, you know, don't tell him stuff.
Do like a great Jimmy Stewart. I can't remember. Where's my money? Where's my money?
Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter.
For some reason,
would y'all let Jason start the
what, it's like, I think we can let that one fly. It's time to rock around the Christmas tree, bring out that figgy pudding, and put on that, you know, I'm going to let you read that.
Put on the ugly sweater. I guess Aunt Barb is a motif for me. I don't even have one. I would like to. Yeah, put that ugly sweater that your Aunt Barb knit all night for you. time for that.
I had to wear an ugly sweater. Lindsay got into her mom's closet to get a bunch of Christmas sweaters. And I don't know if her mom took offense to it or not. She was like, "Mom, these are uglies, but can I borrow some of these?" And so she took a bunch of them down.
Real sweaters.
Yeah. And so I had like this sweater, Christmas sweater vest. She had.
I saw you looked very festive.
Yeah, but well, you didn't notice like Lindsay's sweater had like a pouch, like a kangaroo pouch. So she just kind of took her beer and put it into that.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I would do the same.
A beer sweater.
And then she had like a crown on with like lights, and then they gave me this necklace of lights, and then by the end of the evening all the lights went out, which might say something about her and I when we do these kinds of events, by the way. But yeah, this thing was like an itchy kind of vest, so I knew it was kind of a meemaw vest, you know. And so I'm standing there, and the event people are telling everybody they dressed for the ugly sweater contest to go over there, and I wanted to look at Amy and go like, "You mean I didn't have to?" But we're all standing over there.
You're telling me you were wearing a women's sweater?
Yes.
Good to know.
All right. So
got that one on you.
They narrowed it down to five of us, and I was standing there, and Lindsay got picked, and I was like, "Well, okay, yeah." I mean, she had, I don't know, I forget what her motif. She had a giant cowl on hers. It was weird, and it was like, yeah. I mean, it's ugly sweater, so that's about all the description I can give you. Another lady had a bunch of tassels hanging, and on them was like wooden things that she created for her brand or whatever, and they were everywhere, and everybody had the bells and the jingles. I mean, it was a whole disaster neat thing, and I'm just standing there going like, I can't wait for this to be over. And then the lady looks at me and goes, "You." And I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "Go over there." And Lindsay starts laughing because she thought she was picked for the finalists with these other people, and yay, I'm going to win, because it was like a $150 prize. Okay. And so she was going to go like over there, and then I end up over there. So now it's me and her and these three other people. Well, the girl that had the tassel stuff, she won.
Sounds weird.
Yeah.
Recount.
I did. I sat there for a minute and I was late. I was like, "That's the girl that greeted us."
Where's Al Gore when you need
her? I know. She was the girl that greeted us on the way in, and she won. I had protest. But then, you know, you have to weigh your options and go like, "I'm wearing a women's sweater."
but you went through the ultimate sacrifice. It itched, and it was women's sweater.
Oh, it was. It was like an itchy sweater. I mean, yeah, it really was.
Definitely one of those situations you want to really ask yourself, do I want to draw more attention to myself?
Right. Well, I mean, the event, it was well attended and everything. But yeah, it kind of got to the point where I was like, I don't know if I need to keep wearing this, because I kind of, people just see this, and then that's just.
Is it Connect Nashville?
Yes, Connect Nashville.
They're real active on social.
Yeah, we went down there. They had a joint, it was a joint Christmas event at a place I think called The Factory, which is really neat. Has a lot of cool brands in it. Yeah, lots of folks there. A lot of diverse types of businesses were there. More than you could take time to meet and greet. And so that was good. And then the following day, we went back and did not have to wear the sweater the following day.
That's good.
Yeah.
But chose to.
Yeah.
Just because he wanted to.
It's like Mom's CD. It's always best the second day around.
Yeah. But it is the season, you know, for everybody to, like, do silly things and, you know. So, anyhow, the season to be merry and Merry Christmas.
festive.
Yeah. And so prominent holiday ads, that's kind of where we're going with this. So classic Christmas ads. Yeah. So I'll be honest, classic Christmas ads. Do I remember any, even though that's the show title? I'm having struggles. Michaela, please take over.
Yes. with multiple generations in one room, we get a full glimpse on like the nostalgic pull that Christmas has that chokehold on us. So it's the most nostalgic time of the year. Cry. So does anyone remember? I know I don't because I wasn't born yet. Take Andre home for the holidays. The champagne bottles.
Oh, yeah, Andre champagne. Yeah, vaguely. The one thing I do remember, because I'm the old man of the group, the elder statesman, there used to be a lot more Christmas specials on. I mean, it started like right at Thanksgiving all the way through like Christmas. You know, there were all these famous, you know, singers and things had their own hour-long variety special. But it seemed like Kraft, the brand Kraft, sponsored all of them. Okay? And their commercials would be more than just selling mayonnaise or cheese products or whatever Kraft product you're talking about. They would do like little recipe type things. And that, for some reason, that's, you know, there's a huge food aspect to the holidays. People do a lot of eating, whether it's cookies or family get-togethers and casseroles and turkey and all that kind of stuff. So for some reason, those kind of little vignettes, those kind of longer length commercial breaks during those Christmas specials are as memorable to me as the Andy Williams Christmas special itself. I mean, there's something that whole kind of warm, you can almost see the, as they were showing these recipes or these dishes, you could almost smell them. You could almost taste them. And I don't know that you get a lot of that now that you, these days, not like, I mean, commercials are shorter. There's a lot more of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many of you have decorations in your house? Just curious.
I do.
Yeah, we have some.
Okay. Just wondering.
If I didn't have a wife, I'd probably still put up a Christmas tree.
You would?
I wouldn't go to full length.
If
full length she has now.
I am then really.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we've got a plate rack in the kitchen that, you know, my wife has seasonal plates and cups that she puts on it, like for the fall, for the winter, the summer colors. Well, we've got Christmas plates and Christmas cups that she
yeah, that's I guess I appreciate that quality in people.
I wasn't in Pete's life, his Christmas tree would be up all year round. So
well, and you know, because I was sick last week, I'm like way behind. I don't have any of our Christmas lights and stuff up outside, so I'm playing catch up on that. That's probably something I'll do this afternoon when I get.
Later so you're on. Literally like Christmas Vacation Clark Griswold right
oh,
now.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Exactly. With the, I mean, except I'm sorry. I refuse to put staples in my gutters or in my siding.
I was getting ready to ask you. I was like, you know, it just seems like an easy thing to do. It's just like, but not as frequent or as many.
I wince every time I see him put a staple in this roof. It's like, dude, you know what shingles cost these days?
Yeah, I don't do, I'll confess, I don't have any decorations up. I got nothing. It's the same house that is there all year round. I just tell people.
You're making me really sad.
Yeah, well, you know, welcome to my life. This is the way Christmas goes for me, though. It's kind of like, do I want to put the energy into it? I'm the one that's looking at it. No, I don't care to look at it. I'm fine. I'll just
store it somewhere. Pick it all up.
Yeah, I mean, I do good to remember to vacuum. It. You know, I got to, like, do dishes and vacuum and I don't know. It's just another chore I'm going to add to my list, and I feel like that's a bad idea.
You can go to someone else's house and enjoy their Christmas decoration.
That's usually
in my living room. It's,
yeah.
Same here.
Well, it was like over Thanksgiving. I went to Lindsay's over Thanksgiving, and, you know, she's just concerned about where the pumpkins are sitting on the table. These pumpkins, like, why do you have so many different kinds of pumpkins? And yes, Lindsay, I'm giving you crap while you're not here on the show, but it's like, there's just pumpkins everywhere. And she's like, I think these look good. I need to make these look nicer. And I'm like, they're just sitting there fine on the counter. Yeah.
When we see Lindsay next, I'm going to look at her and just say, Lindsay, how are your pumpkins? Why have all the pumpkins?
Yeah, you should.
Where did you put them?
What's with the pumpkins?
Yeah, the decorations are like, they got to be very, like, learning a lot about her doing sales calls and stuff. It's like when spending time with you, Michaela, it's like you learn these little like things about the person and you kind of sit there and it's kind of funny because it's like so important that it be over here and not over there. And yet I'm Sheldon Cooper.
Especially like when you're in their own house. That's when they're in their element.
And yeah.
Yeah. You just see certain things, whether it's decor or how things are placed. You're like, oh, that makes sense.
Well, we see in our house, you can put things wherever you want to, but the cats are going to move them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's got two dogs that run around, so you know.
Run around. Is that all they
I mean,
just run around?
They run around. They're pretty good most of the time.
That's what I do the home too.
Yeah. But there's a run third. Yeah. Well, there's one dog that's very needy. Bullet is very needy. And because he's older, so I'm like,
Do you think Bullet remembers any old Christmas cards?
I don't know if he does or not.
That's the same question.
Yeah.
The only one I got is the Hershey one. And I think that's the lamest example to bring
up. Well, it's been they've been using that same commercial for a long time. Mm-hmm.
We talk about it every year.
Well, you know, when you. But you know, they revised it where they've got like the bells glow and they kind of did some stuff to it with effects. And I don't think it helped it. But, because, I mean, that thing was filmed years and years and years ago. Kind of like how that dog was born years and years and years ago. That's how I transitioned away from that.
Well, then you got, I saw on the notes, the Norelco razor commercial. And if you think it's the one.
It's animated.
It's there's one that used to be, it was Santa Claus riding through the snow on a Norelco razor. And it was the same style of animation that they do the old Rudolph. You know, the kind of stop motion animation.
The claymation?
Yeah. And they if I remember correctly, it would air during that Christmas special. So it kind of fit in well with that same style.
We probably should read these off. Norelco Razors, that one was done in 1976.
The one I'm talking about is older than that.
Yeah. Well, that one, I don't know what that one is that you have, Michaela. That's the year I was born. So that is 47 years old. The other one is Take Andre Home for the Holidays, 1973.
Take some cheap champagne and Rusty Spumante home.
It's nice for mimosas. So
Season's Greetings from Budweiser's, the Clydesdales, 1987. I guess that's when they first appeared?
No, there have been versions of that for a long time.
Okay. We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Hershey Kiss, 1989.
Bells, yeah.
Yep. Oh, Christmas Tree Corona. 1990,
And not the coronavirus.
Yeah, thanks
beer,
for that.
The beer, but they had the palm tree and it's whistling. And
as John coughs,
you hear somebody whistling. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Then kind of just when you get toward the end of the ad, there's a palm tree outside the house and it lights up with Christmas lights on.
Oh, okay, yeah. And then this one's funny to me. Yellow Pages Mistletoe, 1992. Man,
see, I don't remember that one.
That's because I don't think short people remember boy, Yellow Pages.
The little boy. It's exactly like in the who uses a phone book, but other than this reason to like give you a boost. He was a little short.
They used to throw them up on your porch.
Yeah.
They still do.
They still do. Yeah. Now they're smaller.
I just want to do an ad that's just like just throw it in the person in the face.
Getting still their uses? Mail.
We'd have to talk to Christy about that. Like, is there an actor willing to get hit in the head?
Got a piping cup of coffee, getting their mail, chucked in the face with the Yellow Pages.
Wow. Anyways, Campbell's Soup Snowman, 1993.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one.
That one made me feel like always nice and toasty on the inside. I'm like, I want to melt just like that kid.
Because
I was always cold.
Well, yeah, I remember as a kid playing in the snow, and your hands would get so cold they would hurt, but you wouldn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd finally come in the house, and there's something about that, you know, whether it was hot chocolate or a bowl of soup or something. It almost felt like the ice was melting.
Yeah. And I grew up in New Jersey, and we got many blizzards. It was cold, and we would go sledding down, and like it was not the best place to go sledding because it was like the sewage like area had like three tunnels that you can go down. But we were kids; we had nothing better to do. We'd dig forts and the dirt that were around there. That would be our playground.
You can't be hurt by that.
Yeah,
When the snow is so deep, you can't really sled on it. I remember that back. I'm old. Back in like 78 or 77, when we had like 21 inches of snow or something. Just woke up one morning and you couldn't open your door because it was snow up to it. But me and my friend, we get our sleds. We go out to, you know, we're going to sled in the snow. And you put your sled and you just sink.
Hey, you know what? I finally get to have a moment that I have with other people. Like Mitch, you're saying in 78, you're talking about this like you remember it clear as day. And I'm sitting there going like, I was two.
Yeah. Well, see, we had another snow like that in 90.
Negative 21.
94, 93, 94, something like that. Yeah, it happened again, but I was a little too old to be. I wasn't as prone to want to get.
I was in 94. I graduated high. I was 17. I remember that one though because I was at my grandparents, and I still remember the picture that was taken out of their backyard when that one happened.
Yeah, I was four, and I remember walking out.
And there it is.
Down in the, yeah. I went straight down in the snow.
Yeah.
My mom had to come get me. So
I have a memory when I had to be something like three or four. And we lived in Chicago for about a year and a half. And you talk about snow. Mm-hmm. I remember my two cousins took me outside, and they picked me up. And we went up, I went with them to play. And they were holding me up by my arms, and they sat me in the snow, and it was over my head.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Anyways, M&M's, they do exist commercial, 1996.
I remember, remember when they did the revamp of it in, 2006, 10-year anniversary. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, they made Santa faint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a horrible idea, though, when they were, pretending to get rid of them, and then they brought them back, which was recently, I think, this year.
Yeah, that was kind of a fail.
That was, an extreme fail. That was, what were you thinking? All over, really, tennis shoes versus boots for the purple M&M? what's... First of all, it's an animated anyway. So
there's a purple M&M.
Yeah, she's
way worse.
Yeah, she's she's female. She's female M&M and she's purple, and she's I don't know. She's lively. I mean, because they made the green M&M. She's female, but she's mm-hmm. I guess seductive is the word. I don't know, but they made her
sultry.
Yeah. And so I guess the purple one is more salty ish. I don't know. Heck, it's weird. Who sits there and is like, hey, what color can we use and what personality? Mm-hmm. Well, let's get out the mood rings. And does that say? That's sort of how they did it, I think.
Got some feisty female M&Ms.
Yeah, that would be a red one, I think. But that's the mean, angry guy. So and then you get the dopey yellow one, which, if your favorite color is yellow, what does that have to say about everybody? anyway, I'm waiting for the orange M&M. Didn't they have orange M&Ms? Where's the orange M&M?
Orange M&M, brown M&M.
Yeah, shouldn't they be
there were two different brown M&Ms. There was a light brown M&M at one time, and there was a dark brown M&M.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have.
Yeah, I remember those, yeah.
I just eat them. I don't stare
at them. I think that's kind of the point. That's kind of where this is kind of starting. It's they try to imbue these M&Ms with all these different personalities, but most people just put them in the hand.
They used to all be white.
What?
They used to, didn't. Weren't they, when they first came out, before peanut M&Ms and all that, they were developed for military use, right? I think.
I didn't. I don't remember that.
They needed a food item or a candy or some sort of that had a lot of, I guess, carbs or energy, but mm-hmm. they couldn't allow it to melt. So
I didn't know that. Hard shell I did not know that.
I could be making it up, but I'm pretty
it
sure.
Makes, it makes it sounds really good.
Sounds, back then, they were all white. They didn't have a color.
Military history on this episode of the Nerd Brand Podcast.
I think, and for some reason, I'm thinking they came out with white M&Ms again recently for some reason. Maybe. It was some kind of, I forget what they were promoting or something like that. But
can't be a mystery because they're all the same kind.
No, they're all the same flavor.
Yeah.
They're all chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, Heineken Holiday 5-pack 2003. This is where I get lost because I'm
a That's how I treat a pack of beer. You can't ever give them a 6-pack. You gotta just take one away.
Is it really just a 5?
Yeah, he wraps it all up. I guess it's for a friend.
And I remember now.
He's like, I could use one of those. Yep.
Kind of like when I bought my best friend back in high school. I bought him Van Halen's second album for Christmas. And I listened to it before I wrapped it.
I mean,
you gotta test it out.
He knew when he opened it because the plastic was gone. It's like
I'm not ashamed to say that if I ever gift any of y'all donuts and there's out of the dozen there's a couple missing and you get maybe 9 or 10 of them instead of a dozen, then that's my fault.
That's entirely acceptable.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, I'm gonna be in the drive-thru with them, and then eat them.
Not buying anybody donuts without having.
Yeah, exactly. Especially Krispy Kremes, because that's made.
You might get half a dozen. You might get two for the.
yeah.
It's the thought that counts.
Just please make it an even number of donuts, or else I will go into my OCD. Will go into.
I thought of you with every bite.
Polar Bear. Christmas Party Coca-Cola 2005. There's a lot of people that were missing Santa when they replaced it with the polar bears, but I think it was a good call. Mm-hmm. Until you discovered how polar bears hunt for food.
Yeah, you see puffins and penguins in the background. Up with the polar bears.
Yeah, these things stalk you and everything. They kind of have a problem with that actually right now up in Alaska and other places where polar bears like showing up in neighborhoods and stuff like that. And
oh, I'll tell my brother
and
that.
Lots and yeah, you got to watch them. These things will stalk you though.
They're offer like, them a Coke.
Yeah, get them a Coke. Just what'd walk out there like, want a Coke bear?
Have a Coke and a smile.
There's a little girl on the deck and she's like, I won't pet that dog. I won't pet that dog. And it's a black bear.
It's not letting her get oddly close. Steps in close and recording it.
My roommate, she was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and was just walking up to a moose, like a, not, you know.
That's not good.
I'm like, what are you doing?
They can get very aggressive, especially males can get very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. And it was a female, but I'm like, if she's got a calf somewhere, you're in deep doo-doo.
yeah.
You're going to get a stampede.
If you want to pet animals, go to a petting zoo. Mm-hmm. Don't go into the woods. Yeah. No, you can't just get a dog.
It's not a deer. It's
people
it's
with really cats usually don't know they have a cat until like I don't know day 72.
Well, getting older,
yeah. Yeah, or
when
they
they're young. They're very present.
No, well, I say our cats are very social.
Over.
Yeah. Present. Well, you get on a Zoom call. That's when your cat shows up. It's like, oh, I forgot I have one of those.
They are kind of like furniture.
Yeah. Apathetic roommates is what I call them. They're like, hey, where are you? Oh, yeah, I forgot. And then the cat just walks off. He's done. That's kind of how cats are. Dogs are like, hey. Anyways, what makes Enthads so good? Consistent brand message, several multimedia outlets. That's one thing people forget. Like, you're going to do an ad. You're doing an ad for several media channels, not just Facebook.
Right.
Like, you cannot isolate your ad to one channel and think it's going to reach
ever.
You know, ever. That's just a high. I love how Rich Hendry over at Lynn Stadium, he's like, that's a highway. It's one highway. You need to be on a lot of highways. Some highways have several lanes. Anyways, that's sort of going to wrap it up, I think, for this episode. You know where to find us. If you've got nostalgic ads you'd like to share, go to facebook.com, find us at Nerd Brand Agency. Leave a comment. John will like to read it and giggle and approve it, unless you just don't care if people comment.
There's no approval.
Okay, great.
You're not everyone.
Anyways, we'll see you next time on the next episode of the Nerd Brand Podcast. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Did you know everything is an ad?
What do you mean?
All expressions related to a brand are an ad.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah, don't let overthought advertising strategies get you down. Just have your why and a budget and leave the rest to the nerds. To chime in on all the latest branding and advertising pointers, listen to the Nerd Brand Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more.